Look, I know we're not raising pets, but sometimes you just get one of these cows that is a little harder to let go of. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So the cow in particular that I'm talking about, I'm not talking about Homer. Homer's a special case, and he's not a cow, he's a steer. The cow that I'm talking about, we call her Shorty. And I've stopped calling her that as much. I've started calling her Granny. Because she's an old girl. And her last calf only lived about a week and a half and passed away. We have our suspicions of why. A lot of guys would have just said, okay, well, it's time for her to go. I want to give her one more chance to have a calf that makes it before she goes. And I know it's time. I know it's time. But I want to get one more calf out of her. I want to give her one more chance to give me a calf before she goes. She's got a legacy. She's a sweetheart, and she's built real short. She's kind of short and wide. We call her Shorty. And like I said, she's just a little sweetheart. And she has a legacy of being a good calver. So she's just kind of known for that. So I kind of hate to see her go. She's gentle. She's just got a good, I don't know, she's just a good cow. And I just hate to see her go. And I don't know. I mean, I know, like I said, we're in the business of this. We're not raising pets, but I don't know. She just kind of has she's a legacy cow, I guess you could say. I don't know if that's even a thing, but she kind of is. It has me thinking today about what kind of legacy we're all going to leave behind, if that makes sense. In Psalm 78, verse 4, the psalmist writes about the way we pass on the good praises and the good things about the Lord to the generations after us. You know, the truth of the matter is, at our funeral, people are going to say things. They're going to say things about us. And after we're gone, people are going to tell stories about us. They're just going to. What kind of legacy are we leaving behind? My prayer is that the legacy that I leave is that I loved people well. That when I said I was a friend, I really was. And that I pointed people to Jesus. That there's some people who are following Jesus now that are following Jesus because I lived. Because I shined a light that illuminated Him to them. That's the kind of legacy I want to leave behind. What kind of legacy are you leaving? Is the legacy that you're leaving behind that the spotlight was on you? And that you lived for yourself? Because listen, if that's going to be your legacy, isn't that a short-lived, sad legacy to leave behind? What if we left an eternal legacy behind of pointing people to the one who can save them from the thing that's killing them? So that we can be with them forever to celebrate the one who really is worth celebrating. That's just a thought. Just a thought from a guy who sits in the middle of a field on a tailgate and rambles. And I appreciate you joining me today on this tailgate. Hey, until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here. And I pray you have a great week. I love you. And until next time, you never know where we're going to pull up, drop this tailgate, and have a chat. Until then, have a great week. And I'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.